14th, 1948, the British mandate was on the point of expiring, and the British had made up their minds that they would not follow through. The Arabs and Israelis were all ready to go to war. Well, meddling or not, I thought there ought to be one more try to avert war. I thought that the United Nations was the proper place for this thing to be handled. Warren Austin was our representative at the United Nations, and he was against the Jewish program almost entirely. And I called him up at the United Nations and told him exactly what I wanted and explained the whole situation to him. And he asked me some questions, and we discussed the matter back and forth. And after he knew what all the facts were, that was the right thing to do. He said, "Well, Mr. President, if you want it, I'll do everything I can to put it over."
It was on the initiative of His Majesty's government in the United Kingdom that the General Assembly had placed the problem of Palestine's future government on its agenda.
The Arabs were ready. The only restraining force could be the United States and the United Nations.
The responsibilities of the Security Council in this situation are great.
The Security Council now has before it clear evidence that the Jews and Arabs of Palestine and the mandatory power cannot agree to implement the General Assembly plan of partition through peaceful means.
I repeat again that His Majesty's government have determined to base their policy on the assumption that they must lay down the mandate under which they have sought for 25 years to discharge their obligations to fulfill the growth of the Jewish national home and to protect the interests of the Arab population.